Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live, welcome from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Johan Liegenfritz. He is the founder and CEO of the popular UK Health Radio, featuring over 40 health, wellness, and fitness shows, including The Sports Doctor, to over a million listeners. He returns along with Sheila Thielen, master figure skating coach and founder of vestibular training products for athletes, rehab, and the military. Then some Bob Guider wisdom, some emails. First, let's welcome across the pond, Johan Liegenfritz. Welcome back.
Good evening, Dr. Bob. Lovely to be here with you.
Johan, give us some background on yourself and UK Health Radio.
I don't know if you know this, Dr. Bob, but I'm not a health professional, never have been. I used to be a fashion photographer.
Yes, you were a patient.
correct, yes.
That's what you were, yes.
I was, yes. 2011, I was diagnosed with cancer the first time. And through that journey, I reached the point where I wanted to create a platform where I could, where people like I, who was really ill, terminally ill, to be honest, could go and get information on many aspects of health, all, you know, everything, like not only physical health, general health, mental health, spiritual health, men's and women's health, holistic health, the whole thing, the whole bucketful. And that's where the idea of UK Health Radio originated.
So when did it start?
That started in 2011 when I was diagnosed the first time with cancer. It was actually a terrible time because it's the first, and I separate the two diagnoses because the first diagnosis, I was in a total spin. I was useless. I just stumbled into traditional therapy. I did two sets of radiotherapy, in the end was cancer-free, but the whole time during this process, I just had this feeling of not being part of the process. I wasn't part of keeping or getting myself cured or better or whatever. You know, I wasn't part of the process. Nobody said to me, do sport or don't do sport. Nobody said to me, eat this or don't you eat or follow this diet, don't do that.
Johan, I always use my three famous words on the Sports Doctor, which are awareness, education, and then positive changes. And the idea, again, of having the broad-banded education that UK Health Radio brings to the listeners is really very, very broad-based. You have a lot of holistic medicine. You deal with nutrition. You deal with all sorts of health fitness. My gosh, it sounds like the Sports Doctor, Johan.
It absolutely does, Dr.
How long have I been with you, Johan? I'm trying. It's got to be 3 years. How long has it been?
I think it's about 5 years now, yes.
Oh, my gosh. It really is. That's been a pleasure. And, again, the idea... and you have like over a million monthly listeners, don't you?
Yes, so at the moment we have 1.3 million and growing. That's without our podcast section. As you know yourself, we launched onto 15 podcast platforms end of last year. And that's growing steadily as well as UK Health Radio under the UK Health Radio umbrella, but with all the separate shows, all 41 shows on there for everybody to pick and choose and listen to. So yes, it's just slowly but surely really starting to move, and we're getting out there. As you know as well, we have a magazine as well, the Health Triangle magazine, which is just another avenue of getting information out to people.
Yeah, in this day and age, it's great. You know, like I asked a couple of my sponsors of great magazines, Low Extremity Review, MVP Parents, yeah. And it's a real challenge to have anything written, it seems, in this day and age, you know, when we're talking about everything being online and in so many different areas. But it also has really, really allowed the listeners and the population to really take advantage of so many different shows. I've traded radio shows with at least a half a dozen of your great hosts with some of the different topics. And again, that the health and wellness side and the idea of all of this information, especially when you come out of like a crazy situation like you did, where you felt that there was a lack of important information help yourself and to deal with some of these kinds of challenges. You know, again, on the Sports Doctor, where we have healthcare professionals in so many different areas, cancer, of course, is just a month ago, we had emergency room doctor, a book author that wrote about trying to educate the population, you know, where he was talking about there isn't a family around, sports or not sports, who hasn't had some experience with their self or their family and cancer. There's so many questions. So the information is such a big deal. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, endless array of topics in all areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of articles on so many different topics. Still, one of my most famous is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. Thousands and thousands of followers on all the different platforms. Now that Twitter's turned upside down and who knows what's going to be, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, or Sports Doctor Radio on Threads, we're talking with UK Health Radio founder and CEO, Johan Liegenfritz. Johan, how have you found in England the response of the medical fitness wellness community to the network?
In the beginning, it was really new ground. Nobody really quite understood what we were doing, but in the last many years, 5, 6, 7 years, and especially during COVID, we had an amazing response to UK Health Radio. You know, Dr. Bob, the more information you give people, the more they open up. You know, I went from believing that cancer was the cause of my illness to realizing that it was only a symptom of a sick body. Now that you don't get to that conclusion if you haven't been informed. So that was and I mentioned COVID. I think during COVID it played a big role because people became aware of health.
What's amazing is wherever my guests are from in the world, whatever their vocation or profession happens to be, the biggest topic has been, continues to be, mental health in so many different areas. Of course, the pandemic brought this front and center times a thousand, it seemed. There was no doubt about it. The birth of telemedicine, Zoom, all of these different capabilities of YouTube, of being able to share information with the listeners as well as viewers in the important aspects. You know, holistic medicine has become a very, very big deal. I was talking about holistic Eastern and Western medicine on the Sports Doctor, Johann, before general medicine knew how to spell it. You know what I mean? When we really had included, you know, the spirituality side. I call it the mental game. You're talking about it on the Sports Doctor.
Absolutely.
These mental challenges of all aspects that we might be dealing with in that regard. So you became an exerciser and a runner when you were looking to get onto the wellness and fitness side, didn't you?
I did, actually. I started running and I haven't stopped. I'm almost 60 years old. I run half marathons. I've run two already this year. Got two more booked for the year. I do 50 kilometers plus minus a week. So yeah, love it. Absolutely love it.
You get the pearl from the Sports Doctor, my friend, which is we got to make sure you're in the right shoes for your foot type. We got to get you to strengthen those feet and ankles and work on balance to try to stay out of the 50% runner's injury club that many times we run into. So the idea of including that probably has really made quite a difference. How long have you been a runner, Johann?
Only about 3.5 years. I actually started at the beginning of the pandemic because I couldn't play tennis at that stage or anything else. So I started running, and absolutely, it's part of my mental health, running. I don't run with music or with other people. I run by myself, and it's such a support for me to regenerate my mental health and just keep me focused and everything else.
Yes, and I imagine the challenges of juggling all these shows and, you know, running a network. And like you said, you have this over 40 different shows. Give us a list of some of the different topics and titles of some of the shows for a minute or so as examples.
Most definitely. Of course, we have sport and fitness, of which yourself is one of them. We've got a yoga show done by Keena McGregor. Very, very, very accomplished and well-known yoga instructor. We've got holistic health, acupuncture. In that area, we've got acupuncture. We've got Ayurveda, homeopathy, natural health and sobriety, men's and women's health is self-explanatory. Spiritual health, very important. Liz and Bill McKenna, New Life Perspective, the show's called. Amanda Nelson, Future Self Energetics. Then in the mental health area, we've got Dr. Mark Goldston and JJ Stenhouse. They do an amazing show. You perhaps know Dr. Goldston's My Wake Up Call. Well, he does a show for us, Hurt Less, Live More.
So, yeah, our friend Mike too with the back show. Johann, what's the best website for people to find out everything about UK Health Radio?
It's literally www.ukhealthradio.com.
And they could find out all sorts of information about the magazine as well, right?
Correct. It's all on there. On the website, there's also the new website, which is up in about a week's time. There'll also be a link to all the podcast platforms and everything else. So literally, that's the only URL they need to access everything. And the radio is free. You don't have to subscribe to it. The magazine, of course, isn't. But all the radio information, the listen on demand, that's on the website as well. That's all for free. You don't even have to subscribe to it. You can just tune in, listen. You can download it as you wish.
And the general population, you know, active people, park districts, schools, where information is so important to try to get to these youngsters. This is one of the biggest challenges in all of our societies, is the whole adolescent and kids with everything from childhood obesity to bullying, et cetera. and these kinds of topics are need to be continued to be out front and personal, don't they?
Absolutely. It's so important. It's to get everything out there, to get everybody aware of the issues that especially our young people.
High performance, Johan. That's the two things we care about. We want to prevent injuries and enhance performance. Yeah. Quickly, give me the site again, Johan, so people find out about all your shows.
www.ukhealthradio.com, and they can follow us on all our social media is at UK Health Radio.
Johan Liegenfritz, CEO across the pond. Johan, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We want to welcome back Sheila Thielen. She is a master figure skating coach, and she is the founder of the exciting vestibular training product for athletes, rehab, and the military. You know, when you see these figure skaters doing these triple spins and triple jumps, you think of Sheila. Sheila, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dr. Bob. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
Sheila, give us some background on yourself and vestibular training products.
So I'm a master coach. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've coached everything from three-year-olds through I worked with kids on Olympic teams. Yeah, I was never their head coach, but I worked with them at some point in their career. And I started noticing differences in my athletes compared to other sports athletes. Basic one is that they don't get dizzy. Like, you can spin them and spin them and spin them 5.5 turns per second, and these athletes don't get dizzy. So we started really expanding our company back in 2020. Terrible time. Terrible time to expand your company.
Right.
I did it. It was great. And you were so supportive of it, Dr. Bob. Like, you were one of my early supporters. And so we started applying vestibular training of really how your eyes and ears process back into your brain. And we're applying it to everyone with a brain right now. And it's very exciting.
Well, that's the expansion that's been very exciting and interesting to watch. You know, again, magic Bella Rose, one of the top 10-year-olds in the country, was one of your referrals in the world of figure skating out there on Long Island with some of your stars. And the idea, you know, you were involved with the harnesses. Again, we're imagining these kids learning how to do these jumps and these spins in the world of figure skating. And the idea of where you are in space, and the fact that besides figure skating, which was so sensible with these spins that they were doing, training and paying attention to those systems, You then have broadened out to where we're looking at from rehab to senior citizens to superstars and all sorts of other sports where you have found this to be a valuable, including the military, a valuable addition to the world of training. Talk about the concept, as you see, of this vestibular exercise and training.
So really it connects to three main things connected to vestibular, but the three big ones are improved balance, faster cognitive processing, and non-spatial disorientation. Well, that just described every athlete, but it also described my mom driving the car. You know, like it really affects everyone, this vestibular system. And our running joke is you don't know you have vestibular issues until you do, in which case then you learn to spell vestibular because your life is
well now upside down. Again, you're in the middle of this explosion of fall prevention and balance awareness. I've labeled what I called instability training with my famous late great sports therapist Bob Guida, where every athlete we ever saw, we were working on balance. We will imagine people, someone standing on a mini trampoline, somebody balancing on balance boards. We were doing that forever, regardless of the activity. And again, in the area of fall prevention, this whole topic of balance training has become such a big, big deal. And the most of balance training is aware, but it's got no idea really with what you're adding to the mix here with this whole spin mechanism, including, you know, we're announcing on my show here with Sheila, the rail spinner, which is a much more sophisticated, safe apparatus that even a 75-year-old who's got balance challenges could be comfortable in doing vestibular training, right?
Absolutely. It's so easy, and it's gentle. And we talked about it's not a tilt-a-whirl like we do to the kids. I mean, the kids can handle that. But and I compare it to the spinning teacups of Disney World.
Yes, you know, the best athletes in the world, the last Summer Olympics, you had the greatest in the world, Simone Biles, talking about the mental side of this vestibular challenges, whatever they called it, in the world of gymnastics. And all of a sudden, this brought tremendous awareness again to something that a lot of us as sports fans necessarily take for granted when you see a figure skater doing a triple or a quadruple jump. And like you said, you noticed that they, no matter how much you spun them, they were able to come right back to reality right away. That was a bell going off, wasn't it? Or a light bulb, one of the two.
It's very exciting. And, you know, and then we added a balance mat and showed improvements. And, you know, we did pre-testing and post-testing and data. And, you know, this is our work with, you know, we're really, really close to a military contract. And it's very exciting. I just demoed for them, you know, 2 weeks ago. And this is how we can change the world. But it starts with balance. But it's what makes you a human. And when your balance is broken, man, your life is really hard, really, really hard.
Well, and plus the fact, again, like on the mental, what I call the mental game, the idea that you could help train these systems, the fact that, again, you can train these balance systems to try to prevent problems as well as enhance performance is very, very exciting. How have you found, in your experience, the sports community at large and or the medical community tuning in, pardon the pun, to what you're talking about?
Right. Well, I move so easily in the sports industry, like coming from sports, like we share trainers, you know, like that was an easy move for me. Like, so I work with like NFL guys, NHL guys. I actually have a couple of pro, I have Major League Baseball coming in next month, two different teams to come work with me.
What's been the feedback of these other athletes as far as the, what they were aware of improving?
They all love it. You know, like it really is fun. You know, there's a nice dopamine load. And of course I make it fun, but the spinning really. Yeah, it counts.
That counts.
That's important.
Something is enjoyable to do besides the drudgery of training.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes. It's not a 2 hour bike ride or a run. You know, I mean, like this is, it's 5 minutes. You're in, you're out, and it really is fun. Of course, the challenge, of course, is the PT in the medical world, and that's where we're coming forward with a whole bunch of research that we're teaming up. So,
yes, that's who you're going to send this aspect of our radio interview to. If you're going to tune them in. You know, one of the major groups that I've had them on numerous times, the Physical, are physical therapy and balance centers. Again, even the word is being incorporated into the world of physical therapists. My guest next week, longtime guest, the creator of the great sand dune stepper, that piece
Ooh,
of equipment.
Oh, I love them.
That simulant. Yes, that's Matt Dahl.
Yep, Matt Dahl's a genius.
Yeah, that's what I do on the Sports Doctor. I put all you geniuses together, Sheila.
I know, but Matt's a genius. I love his product. And we even had kids jumping off that sand dune stepper up into our harness and spinners.
Yes.
And really,
there's no reason why you can't add a piece of that on your platform. Might not be that exact unit, but where you would have an unstable pad to add that to the... I think,
Absolutely.
Holy cow, I think we just invented something else. What's the best
website? More patents.
Yeah, right. Sheila, what's the best site to find out about the training products?
Perfect. Our website is spinyourbrain.com.
Spinyourbrain.com.
That's us.
I know. Wasn't NASA in some way, shape, or form in the past in the world of weightlessness? They were interested in this area regarding vestibular concepts, weren't they, or aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're doing a small project with NASA.
Am I giving away any military secrets,
no,
am
we
I?
Can
okay.
Share. Yeah. But, yeah, no, we're really excited. We're actually also, I can't tell the other little piece, but I have, I'm signing a partnership with a very large workout company. So be looking for a place to go work neuro and your body at the same location. So they're doing big neuro workout rooms that we'll be a part of. So that'll announce probably in the next 60 days.
Yes. Including, especially and it's fairly quick, which allows people, let's say we're imagining a gym setting and they're going from one piece of equipment to another. And, you know, we might have them go on the balance board or on the sand dune or on the BOSU for 30 seconds, 60 seconds in between exercises, even for a few minutes, you know, going past the rowing machine, including that, and having a piece of equipment that can fit into that kind of atmosphere, becomes a great addition, for the fitness industry, as well as the military connection. But I guess it makes a lot of sense.
We're also doing what I call like real world vestibular, where I've had several police here in Minneapolis that went and shot at the range first, came and worked with me and did the balance mat and spun and did the balance mat and went back to the gun range and retested. And you're going to love this statistic, Dr. Bob. 100% of my guys significantly improved their shooting score, according to the range master.
Yeah, it's interesting. After that, you look at the firefighters, and then you look at the race car drivers. You know,
hand-eye
coordination. You know, hand-eye coordination training is such a big deal in high-performance sports in an array of arenas. And what we're finding out, I guess, is this type of vestibular training enhances all of that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting challenge, you know, and plus the fact back into figure skating. What do you think of these? You got the girls now doing quad jumps, Sheila. The physicality of figure skating is it's scary.
I know, but we've changed how we train the kids' brains in the last 10 years, and that's with this vestibular. We got a boy here in the United States who landed the first quad axel, okay? On that teeny tiny blade up, he creates all the energy 0.7 seconds in midair, 0.7, and he turns 4 1/4 turns and lands on that teeny tiny blade.
Mm-hmm. And when you had initially the harnesses were really about safety for the most part, right? So some, you know, didn't fall while they were doing training and whatever programs on the ice that they were doing. This is a whole different dimension.
Yep, train the brain. You know, because at some point you can only train the athlete physically so much in any sport. But to add that neuro on top of it, that's where we're seeing.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that. You know, besides the mental game, we always talk about mental training, attitude, all of these different things. You're talking about the neuro side. We're talking with Sheila Thielen, Master Figure Skating Coach, founder of Vestibular Training Products. We will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, we are back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We are talking with Sheila Thielen, the Master Figure Skating Coach and the founder, CEO of Vestibular Training Products. She was talking about before the break, training the brain. And, you know, we were talking about all the different mental sides of everything that from visualization to meditation to relaxing, all these different things that I always thought figure skaters were way ahead of the game over decades and decades ago. But you're talking about the neuro side of training the brain, even the physical quote unquote side. Talk a little bit about the neuro brain and what you're looking to accomplish.
So we even have, actually one of your former guests is my chief medical officer, Dr. Daniel O'Brien.
Yes. Remember him? Tell him I said, hey.
Yeah, he's a genius too. So we're really teaming up with lots of different groups in really bringing forward the neuro training, you know, for really the general public. The athletes, that's an easy group to run in. But did you know that really to bring a product forward in the medical industry is really a 17-year window to really come forward? And like, my running joke is, well, I'll be dead by then, you know?
So. Yeah, well, you might be, but you're going to be a lot better balanced by the time that's one of Dan's specialties is, again, exposing some of these different exciting ideas to these large populations. And we see, I have so many guests on from the world of healthcare and the different challenges that are involved in it from A to Z, especially in our post-pandemic world where mental health has become the biggest topic really of all different ages. So yes, bringing a product to fruition is that shocks me. The 17 years. How'd you slow that down with the rail spinner?
Well, and that's it. That's our goals, is to really come forward way faster than that. But you know, it's really our whole project is teaming up. We partner with so many different groups, and this is the process of really helping and changing
right.
So the world and not sounding
about,
crazy.
Right. Whether you're talking about swinging a tennis racket or being a weekend warrior, or very importantly, trying to age gracefully and safely, you know, again, with falling and the prevention of falling. And anybody wants to imagine vestibular balance on one foot, close your eyes, try the other foot. Any of these things will give you a hint on what we're talking about. I was just thinking of the race car driver who's doing 200 miles an hour with each car is 3 inches off his area. And, you know, right in that, the concentration of the neuro side, again, that you, whether you're catching a ball or throwing a ball, whatever you happen to be doing in any sport, paying attention to these systems really makes a lot of sense.
Right. We just got in at Pro Motocross, which makes total sense.
I was going to say coming down in one of those giant Jeeps or something like that, coming down upside down. Or
yeah.
Again, I'm picturing now the young X-Cross kid on a bike doing these triple jumps and flips and whatever in all of these different areas. And again, preventing injuries is such
Absolutely.
An important part, again, of whatever the population is, or whether you're in the middle of your world and, you know, your colleague, Kim Ryan with the Spinergy and the whole
Kim
idea.
Ryan Lewis. I love her.
Yes. Yes.
She's at the skateboard. So fun. Like, what a fantastic product she has.
I can't believe the simplicity and mm-hmm. the, again, that idea that you can actually practice spinning on a bare floor in that particular case. And like, again, when we were talking about the physicality, you know, the world of youth sports and the whole idea of preventing problems and enhancing performance, it becomes, you know, such a big deal. Do you see the vestibular being involved in school systems in any way, shape, or form in the future?
That's the dream, is to have them at every single school. Because the other part of it, too, besides, you know, it's the cognitive processing. I work with so many kids that come to me as young athletes that are in reading programs and already struggling students. And
what about autistic? You know, again, one of my longtime guests, Suzanne Gray, who's written books. I met her 20 years ago on the radio because she was writing books about the importance of exercise and autism. That's another area you're paying attention to, isn't it?
Yes, we've been doing some work in Rochester, New York. We're actually having NIH research meetings, you know, this week coming up, you know, on specifically helping kids with autism and the successes we've already seen with a lot of our athletes and in with autism that we really, you wouldn't even recognize the kids 2 years later after working with us. It's fascinating.
Or the cognitive abilities, whether, again, young children growing up in school and we're interested in things that can help their concentrations. We're interested, hey, in something that could be fun also, but we're also interested, and it reminds me of kids yoga with my frequent guest, Teresa Power, her International Yoga Day with like 50 countries and tens of thousands of kids participating. Again, paying attention to the mental and physical side of youth development. Got to get you guys together.
And we would love that. But, you know, we're even expanding into post-concussion work, you know. And,
yes.
And oh, my goodness, like to get people back on their feet again and back feeling better so that they can go on and live their lives.
That's a huge, huge area. One of my frequent guests, Catherine Snedeker, her group is called Pink Concussions, the whole idea
She's
of female
too.
Concussions.
I follow her
I have
on
guests
LinkedIn.
I have guests on from all over the world. Things that can help make so much sense in recovery from concussion is very, very important, especially when it's non-invasive, it's inexpensive. What's it going to cost, Sheila, for someone to get a rail spinner?
Well, the general system is about $13,000. The rail spinner runs about $17,000, but one unit could help 1,000 people.
Right.
I mean, it's such easy gear to run. I got 8-year-olds that run it for their parents. It's that easy. Really easy gear to run. We do training worldwide. We do Zoom training. We do in-person training. Our whole team is here to make this process really great for people. But one unit.
Well, we're going to look forward to having you back. Give me again the information people can go to find out about all of this.
Perfect. It's just the website, spinyourbrain.com.
Spinyourbrain.com. Sheila Thielen with the exciting vestibular world in so many different areas. Master figure skating coach, champion in lots of other areas. Sheila, thank you so much for joining me. We will have you back. We will have you back for progress. Hold on. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests. We add a little Bob Guida wisdom, my late great sports therapist of champions, and we answer some emails. We got some great guests and shows coming up. Gary Reinl next week, the author of Iced, the Illusionary Treatment Option. I've had him on over the years when he first came out with the book. He's basically changed the whole attitude and used in so many different teams. Gary's a trainer of champions. He's worked with the Olympic athletes. He's worked with all the different pro sports leagues. And when he first came out talking about that ice basically slowed down healing, all it did was numb an area, he shocked the world. And boy, they came after him. And then Matt Dahl. Matt is the creator of the incredibly innovative sand dune stepper that we talk about all the time, the piece of equipment that simulates standing, moving on the beach, on the sand, the gripping power of all the muscles of the feet, and its tremendous array of use from superstars to kids to grandmas in all areas to rehab, all areas of balance enhancement. We were just talking about that. Following week, one of our favorite orthopedic surgeons from Jersey, Sean McMillan, returns. Exciting to talk about him and some of the new exciting things in the area of arthroscopic knee surgery. And then Joe Chura. Joe is the owner of Go Brewing, the non-alcoholic beverage beer world, which has become so explosive and exciting. He's a local guy. I had him on, gosh, a year ago or so because he's involved with the police and the interaction with communities, paying attention to the cooperation, the fitness of these first responders. So great shows coming up. What's Bob Guida's wisdom this week? You know, Guida always talked about fall training. Besides fall prevention and all the things we did, he did in balance, strengthening, stability, rubber bands, all of these areas, he also talked to the athletes about fall training. All these years ago, they looked at him like he was nuts until they thought about it for 30 seconds. The ability to do some training to try to land as softly as possible, to try to keep away from breaking wrists or ankles because of the way you fell. Think of the outfielder hitting the wall, chasing a ball, sliding into a base. So he would pay attention, again, with the importance of strengthening all the joints. Strengthening all the support systems of the joints, like the feet and ankles, the elbows, the shoulders, the core, but the ability to be aware if you were in the instance of falling to try to relax and incorporate some of the impact. Brilliant stuff still today. Some emails. Rich says, my 11-year-old son was diagnosed with calcaneopathicitis. He loves soccer. He's been playing for a few years. This has been an ongoing problem on and off for over a year. Fancy term for heel pain. There's a large growth center, Rich, in the back bottom of the heel. And it doesn't come together and solidify in boys to probably 16-ish, girls 14-ish, 13-ish. And it's susceptible to impact stress. It's even susceptible to shearing stress. Soccer is famous for cleats right under the heel at very, very early ages. I can't believe I've been talking about that for 30 years. Why we can't? You want to get your son into a multi-nub shoe that doesn't have a cluster of cleats right under the heel. You want to also be aware of seeing podiatry for decades, the most resistant, recalcitrant heel problems in children. Orthotics are incredibly helpful. Often the event, like lots of running, lots of jumping, the kid jumps down the stairs, he just aggravates that growth center, he keeps re-aggravating. Sometimes it could fool you, it feels better than it doesn't. It's very difficult to push through it because it comes back. You want to see podiatry and you want to pay attention not only to the shoe your son's in, but his foot mechanics. Does he have flat feet? Does he have excessive pronation? Does he have high rigid arches? The great news, orthotics or magic in preventing the recurrence of the problem. Pay attention to that. Grace says, I'm a 40-year-old runner. I have some leg length differences. How important is it? You know, Grace, if we probably took 10 people off the street at random, we'd find out that over half of them have some sort of leg length imbalance. Maybe one foot collapses more than the other. Maybe they have a pelvic tilt, pelvic rotation. So that it's not unusual to have these kinds of functional leg length differences. Someone who had an injury, maybe had a fracture years ago or when they were younger in the shin or the thigh bone, foot ankle, then resulted in some sort of anatomical shortage. Usually it's not by itself a big deal problem unless it's over a quarter inch where sometimes we can run into problems. The best expertise I have found for leg length is the chiropractic profession, regarding what kind of a difference are we looking at and is it pelvic rotation or pelvic tilt oriented? Again, common we see in sports podiatry where we might see this individual, male or female, whatever their age, and we're looking at them standing and walking barefoot and we see that one foot collapses slightly more than the other. We might look at the skin folds on the back of the knees, see a difference. So if there are problems, again, you're a runner. You know, I've had runner's knee problems. I got tendonitis. My back hurts. I got different kinds of problems. Then you want to address this. And the best way to address it is with the inclusion of proper orthotics. A lift alone is one-dimensional. A lift on an orthotic is three-dimensional, much more effective. So get that diagnosis, see a chiropractic physician. If you're a runner, again, you want to pay attention to this, especially if you're injury-free. Well, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Tom says in the book, you talk about the two best exercises for kids. What about adults? You know, Tom, great question. The two exercise concepts we talk about, again, are strengthen the feet and ankles. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. And work balance, tilt boards, standing on a mini tram, balancing on one foot, the great sand dune stepper, simulating being on the beach, strengthening the feet and ankles, and working balance. And as we talked about for the whole show today, this is as important for any age. Whether we're talking about senior citizens and we really want to super seniors, we want to prevent falling. Whether we're talking about great athletes, we want to try to reduce overuse types of injuries. Or we're dealing with youth sports, whatever their age, whatever their sport, whatever their level. These two exercises, regardless of your age, if you include them, if you go to the gym, include them. If you're a runner or a walker, include them. Again, if you have a physical therapist, go over with you or a personal trainer some of these particular exercises that you could do at home involving enhancing balance. Once you create, we call it instability training, where you create instability, you create imbalance. Again, imagine standing on one foot. Every stabilizer system in your body turns on. All the stabilizers, your core, your butt, your legs, even your low back, all these, your upper portion also begins to turn on. So the idea of creating imbalance is a great way to strengthen these systems. Again, the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents continues to be a bestseller. It's as important now as it ever was with my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharky Zartman. Matter of fact, her new book is great, Shark Sense. She's written like, I don't know, 9 or 10 different books. I participated in a few of them. And hashtag Hey Sports Parents addresses the epidemic, capital letters, epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental. The amount of pressure on some of these kids to play hurt. The idea of different experts giving their opinions on such important areas like nutrition, physical training, mental training, coaching. Sharky in section one of the book called Sports Parenting 101 really delves into all of the areas of choosing good coaches, choosing good programs. How serious do you want to be? Are we talking about traveling teams? Are we talking about club teams? Overkill, overuse is rampant in youth sports. Overscheduling. Some of the chapters like youth sports and drugs, it's a big concern. Over-the-counter pain medicines. The ibuprofen, the Advils that so many of our young athletes live on because they're hurting, because they want to make the team, because they don't want to disappoint their parents, teammates, or coaches, let alone the world of concussions. So again, if you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, listen to whoever you would like, these international, national, local guests, an endless array of topics. And we will catch you guys next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.